Ich sehe, dass du denkst, ich denke, was du fühlst, ich fühle, was du willst, aber ich höre dich nicht. That's the start of the song from Wir sind Helden called Nur ein Wort. I see that you think, I think what you feel, I feel that you want to, but I don't hear you. They are the opening words from the song. At the end of April, I went to a professional development class on podcasting, and they taught us all these great things, so I thought I'd better make one so that I don't forget it all. And I thought that making one on Chapter 6 for you guys in Year 8 might help you out. Hopefully it could be a fun way for you to learn and something interesting for me to do teaching as well. And just recently we've started Chapter 6, which has which features the date and birthdays at the start. So we talk about Wann hast du Geburtstag, which is when is your birthday. And if you look at page 70 and 71 on your textbook, all the vocab is there that you need. I won't bore you by taking you through the months, but if you have a look at the dates there, just to quickly revise what we did, the first three are a little bit irregular, like they are in English. So you have ersten, zweiten, dritten, first, second, third. Then from 4 to 19, you add T-E-N to the number. So dried seen, for example, is 13, as you know. And then you just need to add T-E-N to make 13th. So it becomes dried seen ten. From 20 to 99, it's just a number, as you know, but you add S-T-E-N to the end of the number. So, for example, 31 is 31. 31. Is 31st. I don't want to keep you for too long with this first podcast, so I thought I could maybe just take you through some of the vocab for the chapter in general. And you'll find all of this on page 80, Seite 80, in your workbook. If you have a look on that page, it says verbs. We might just go through those. The first one there is brauchen, which is to need. Essen is to eat. And if you see there in the brackets, it's got ist, I-S-S-T. That shows that it's an irregular verb, and that is the form for er, sie, es. So er, ist. Fahren is next, which is to go or to travel. And again, it's irregular, so it's got the form there in brackets, which is er, fährt, with umlauts on the A. Kaufen is next, which means to buy. Machen means to do or to make. Mitbringen means to bring. Mithaben means to have with you. Trinken means to drink. And warten means to wait. I might just wrap it up in a minute, but if you just have a look on page 81 as well, you'll see the first two words there in the food and drink section. The first one is der Apfel, and the second one is der Apfelsaft. Now, Apfel means apple, Apfelsaft means apple juice. But if you have a look just at Apfelsaft, and then after that, there is brackets, and inside those brackets is a dash with the umlaut above it, the two little dots, and after the dash with the umlaut above it comes an E. That dash, we've talked about in class before, it represents the first vowel. Okay, so in this case, der Apfelsaft, the word starts with an A, so those umlauts are placed on that first vowel, that first A. And the E is placed on the end of that word, and that forms a plural. That's what that information there in the brackets is showing us. So one Apfelsaft is der Apfelsaft, but if you want to say two apple juices, you have to say zwei Apfelsafte, okay, which is a little bit of a mouthful. But that's just there a good example to go through so that you understand what those that information there in the brackets is about. So thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed. We heard a little bit of music at the front and a little bit of a vocab rap. I can put some more stuff together and we can do some more stuff in the future, but I just wanted to get a pretty basic and easy one out there to have a bit of a play. So thanks for listening. Tschüss, bis nächstes Mal. See you later, until next time.